all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise because you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, you're worthy of all honor. We thank you for the blessings, the blood that paid the ransom. God, we thank you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our ally, our counselor. We thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that we've been redeemed. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. And Lord, we love you today. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. We thank you and we acknowledge that you are the sovereign King, that you are God, and beside you there is no other, and that you are the Holy One of Israel. And we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we just thank you for all things. All I can do is say thank you, because God, you did it. God, you did it. God, you did it. And I thank you for doing it. I thank you for your miraculous healing power manifesting in the lives of your people. We thank you for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. We thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression. We thank you for breaking the yoke of depression in the name of Yeshua. God, we thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for sending a healing revival to the body of Christ. I thank you for healing your people, Lord God, of every type of sickness, every type of infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing paralysis. God, I thank you for healing paralysis right now. God, I thank you for healing allergies. Thank you for allergies being healed in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. I thank you for addictions being broken in the name of Yeshua. Addictions to pornography, broken. I command that spirit to come out of your eye gate now in Yeshua's name. It's broken. I thank you, Father, for that. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for healing every person that was molested in their youth. Father, I thank you for that spirit of trauma associated with molestation and rape. Come out of them and leave them and go now in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for healing. God, I thank you for healing. I bind the spirit of shame in the name of Yeshua, and I command you to come out. In the name, it's been a dark secret. Come out now in Yeshua's mighty name. You will no longer impact their ability, that they will walk around with their head up and not with their head down. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. And God, I pray for those spouses that have gone through infidelities and their spouses have cheated on them. God, heal the wounds. Heal the wounds. God, heal the wounds in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for making him whole right now in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you for sending your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness and to bind the strong men over this area and this region of perversion and deception and witchcraft and mind control. In the name of Yeshua, we cut and sever the cords and the ties and topple the thrones in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Lord God, for your word going forth with power and with authority in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for doing it. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. And I bless you, Lord, and I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with your presence, blessing us with your power, blessing us with your peace, and blessing us with divine favor. In the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. What a blessing it is to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is great and He's greatly to be praised. I am grateful and thankful for God's goodness. God is good. He's good. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. Whew, I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something that I say, pray and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. You know, I'm going to say it like it is, saints. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. This is something that He's given me to say back when I started the ministry years ago. He says, my return is imminent. I'm coming. Equip my people. Get them ready. And a lot of people be saying, well, it seemed like why is it taking so long to come back? Well, there was a lot of things that had to be put in place prophetically. But there's nothing else that needs to happen anymore. Everything is in place, saints. That's why we have to be diligent. We have to be steadfast, pressing our way in to seek the face of God, to make sure that we're in a yielded and surrendered relationship with Him, and that we have a desire to know Him, to walk in a fellowship with Him, because we serve the Lord God Almighty. We want to be yielded vessels, yielded and surrendered to His Lordship. The Holy Spirit just kind of hijacked last week's broadcast. You know, a lot of times when I get in the studio, I'm just yielding. Say, okay, Holy Spirit, however you want to do. You know, this is your time. And so this is my time to speak and to declare the word of the Lord, to equip the people in the body of Christ. You know, that we're equipped. We're ready to rock and roll. When the Holy Spirit taps us on the shoulder and says, tag, you're it, you can go into action and be a yielding and a vessel that God can use. Saints, we're in this series, The Temptation, the part of the conflict series that I wrote. And realizing the very essence and the very fact that the Lord is equipping us and recognizing the strategies of the enemy and how the enemy moves and how things happen. And I'm trying to get people in the mindset and understanding that when things when all hell is breaking loose in your natural life and things around, it's because there has been something that's transpired in the spiritual realm. It starts in the spiritual realm. There is a realm that we cannot see. But there is a warfare that is taking place and going on every single day, particularly when you are pressing your way in and seeking the face of God. If you are a backslidden, a lukewarm Christian, things are going to happen naturally because you're out of fellowship with God. You're not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. But as soon as you make it up in your mind and says, Lord, I'm yielded, I'm surrendered, God, use me for your glory. God, use me for your honor. As soon as you embrace that mindset, the enemy is going to come. You become a target on his hit list. He's going to try to destroy your marriage relationship, your family relationships. He's going to attack you on your job. He's going to attack your money. He's going to attack your health. He's going to come at you. And the purpose is to break your fellowship with God. Because if the enemy can get you to break your fellowship with God, then he's got you. He pulls you right back in the play. He pulls you right back into the pit, the pit which God brought you out of. And that's what happened in Job. Now let's go to Job chapter 2. And let's see what say of the scriptures. We were talking about this a couple of broadcasts ago on how Satan knew who Job was. He had a dossier. And you've heard me say this before. The enemy knows your family resume, the generational sins, generational curses that have been placed on your family and your bloodline. And a lot of things that are happening, even though you're a born-again believer, some of those things still have to be broken and have to be renounced in the name of Yeshua, because these are sins of our forefathers. And they have to be broken. And we know in reading and looking at the study of Job, we see real plainly that we know that, I'm trying to get the believers in the body of Christ to get this. And like I said, if you can get this, you will have victory and you will walk in victory. God is the one who's seated on the throne. God has no equal. The enemy has deceived people in thinking that Satan, Lucifer, is equal to God, and he's not. You cannot be equal to your Creator. It doesn't happen. That's part of the deception that is in the body of Christ. Satan has duped people in believing that Satan is all money. Oh, he got so much power. Yeah, he has power. Yes, he has authority because he's the God of this world, because Adam gave it to him, but he's still not on the level of God. God is seated high and lifted up there. God has no equal. So when you're going through, I said, people, why would you want to serve the created instead of serving the creator? That's crazy. But he was able to persuade a third of the heavenly hosts and the angels to follow him. So he must be pretty good at what he does. He even came to Jesus and tried to get Jesus to commit suicide. He tried to get Jesus to abort his ministry, to bow down and worship him. You see, Satan, Lucifer, craves worship. He wants to be worshiped like God. And he has his followers. He got them. But it's still not on a par level with God. Job chapter 2, verse 1. Let's see what saith the scripture. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Who's giving account to who? Text me. 253-431-7375 if you're listening. Who is giving account to who? Who is seated on the throne? Who has to present themselves before who? Text me your answers. Again, there was a day. Oh, the numbers 253-431-7375. Tell me you got it. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Satan came also among to present himself before the Lord, and the Lord said unto Satan, from where are you coming from? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. You know, the scripture tells us to be sober and to be vigilant because the adversary is seeking whom we vow like a roaring lion. So it's the same concept. Who's on fire for God? Who's on fire for God? Who's teaching and preaching the full counsel of God's word? Who has an intercessory prayer ministry that are praying for people to be healed, praying for people to be delivered? Who is preaching and teaching and exposing my kingdom? Who is it that is blessing those that don't have? Who is it? Who is it that is giving and supporting ministries that are preaching the full counsel of God's word and the gospel is being preached and people are being equipped? Who is it? You see, Satan, Lucifer, Hallel in the Hebrew, is giving account to God, and God said, tell me what you're up to. God already, see, here's the thing. God already knows. Nothing takes God by surprise. It's a surprise to us because it has spilled over into the natural realm. But the stuff has been decided in the spiritual realm already. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? He's perfect. He's an upright man, one that fears me. He hates evil. And still he holds fast his integrity, although you move me against him to destroy him without a cause. Because, you know, in Job chapter 1, God knew that Satan had his eye on Job. And Satan knew that God had a divine restraining order, an order of protection, basically, that Satan couldn't touch him. And God said, and Satan said, the only reason that he served me is because you got this restraining order against me. You didn't give him all this stuff. You take away all this stuff, he'll stop serving you. Woo! Come on, somebody. And the Lord said, okay. And he said, okay. So you took everything from him, but he didn't curse me. He's still standing with me. He still acknowledged me as God. Now what? And Satan answered the Lord. Look who's answering to who, by the way. Pay attention. Say, get this. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, and all that a man hath he will give for his life. But pull forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to your face.
He says, take away his health. You take away a man's health, a man will stop serving you. A man will get mad and get angry and blame you. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in your hand, but you can't kill him. When God sets a boundary, the boundary is set. Do you hear me, saints? When God sets a boundary, the boundary is set. When God says you can go no further, no matter what type of spiritual warfare that you're in, that when God says, yeah, you can do a little bit here and there, but you can't, when God says you can't go beyond this point, they can't. Why? Because God is God. You hear me? God is God. And when we can understand and embrace that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, we are privileged to be a part of God's family. When Jesus died, Yeshua died for us on the cross at Calvary. He paid a ransom for our sins. He rose from the grave on the third day, defeating the power of death. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father as our high priest, as our intercessor, as our mediator between God and man. Satan wants to break that fellowship. And even in this, his objective is to break the fellowship. What has Satan been doing in your life to break the fellowship between you and God? Identify it. Renounce it. Tell it to get out of your life. Remove it out of your life. And watch the presence and the glory of the Lord return to your life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and he smote Job with some sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. You see, it tells us in Matthew chapter 10 that our greatest war will be with our family. Satan knew exactly who he was going to use in his next attack, in his next assault. The woman that he had married, his wife. And look at this. Then said his wife unto him, do thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. A lot of times, the conversations that have taken place in the spiritual realm will begin to manifest in a natural realm by the very words that people speak. And if you have the gift of discernment, you will be able to recognize, this is the devil talking. Look at this, saints. The Lord and Satan, when they were having their conversation up in the heavens, God said, you know, Job is still holding, he holding fast his integrity, though you move me to curse him. And Satan basically said, no, take away his health and he will curse you to thy face. So here we see the very words that were spoken by God. And we see the words that were spoken by Satan, by Lucifer, Hallel. The words integrity, curse God and die. So God, now Satan is using the woman who is the closest thing to a man. When a man has a woman in his life, his partner, his wife, his baby, when the enemy begins to use your spouse, it's real and it's hurt because that individual is supposed to protect you and not be an instrument. You see, when Satan wants to come in and divide marriages and things, he will come through one spouse or to the other to try to break that relationship and fellowship with God. And you have to be able to recognize and discern, what's going on here? This is supposed to be the love of my life. Why love my life talking crazy to me like this? I know I got a little country there. Forgive me, saints. That little country boy comes out every now and then, more often than not. Say, what's going on? baby, why are you talking to me like this?
Okay, but I want you to get this. Satan knew that she was bitter and angry because here she said, I didn't marry this man. And I'm here with him. We had all this stuff. We had 10 beautiful children. My mama used to say I should have been a comedian. Yeah, I'd have been a millionaire for sure. Oh, forgive me, saints. But look at this. And you serving this God. Where is God at now? How can this God that you serve is good allow us to lose our kids, to lose all of our wealth? What kind of God are you serving? And she got there looking at him and she just got disgusted. But see, the enemy put this in her heart and the enemy knew the heart attitude of his wife. And she's sitting here saying, now he is sick. Look at him. And we're supposed to be serving a God of grace and mercy and love. She said, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God now. Satan was speaking through this woman, got a hold of her. It happens, men. Satan get a hold of men. He can speak crazy to their wives and their women. But he said unto her, Job was so rock solid in his commitment to honor God with his life. But he said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lip. The attack did not work. Satan, Lucifer, Hillel is relentless in his attacks. If the first attack prong doesn't work, he goes to step two. If step two don't work, he goes to step three. If step three don't, he goes to step four. And the purpose is to break your fellowship with God. More pressure, more pressure, more pressure, more pressure to where he wants you to crack. He wants you to cry out to God. He wants you to curse God. He wants you to turn away from God. And saints, I'm here to tell you today, no matter what the enemy is throwing at you, do not turn your back away from God. Do not allow the hardships and the trials and the sufferings to break your fellowship with God. Continue to pray. Continue to read your word. Continue to praise. Continue to worship. I can tell you, I went through a Job period that was so bad, I literally thought I was going to die. I wanted to die. But I came to myself, and I remember sitting in my living room, and I fell down on my knees, and I'm weeping, and I'm crying. I'm saying, God, whatever you do, don't you leave me. God, whatever you do, don't leave me. Because, God, you're all I've got. And God brought me through that Job period, but I was able to say, Lord, you're all I've got. Saints, get to the place to where you're yielding and surrendered to God so much because of what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary, that when all hell is breaking loose, you can say, Lord, you are my rock, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. Saints, I can't finish this day. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers and your financial support. The Spirit of God moves you in the blessings. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. As the Bible commands us to do so, God will bless you. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.